Kevin Charles und die Sommertam zu sein, immer. Denn da, Chidun Nüschen, da ist Kevin Charles und die, da ist er gekommen. Denn da, Chichi, Nununjig, da, Chichi, Nununjig, da, ne, und da, ma, du, 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 개회수로 군이 님부터는 손주 민중체. 개사 담아도 진가고야 남 손주 정주셈체. 깬데 탐주는 민중호스 전에 양답을 따와체. 전에 따오, 체벌은 교회, 에네, 람지소 나바 손부띠, 에네, 깡바리리리마, 전다지, 가솔뚝에, 전다델로 죽을 타네, 에어, 따뜻히 쉐이 인송이 말이. 태양, 어떤가 찍었다.
And then the first verse opens the text by making a pledge to compose the text. And here it reads that as far as I'm able, I shall explain the essence of all the higher teachings of the victors, of the Buddhas, the path that all their holy children recommend, and the entry point for the, or the gateway for the fortunate ones seeking freedom. And here, Lama Tsongkhapa is stating, making the point that he shall present succinctly in as lucid form as possible, within a very succinct form, the key teachings of the Buddha. And then he goes on to explain the characteristics of the teaching that is being presented here, and which is done in the three lines, the essence of all the high teachings of the victors. And this can also be, these three lines can be related to the three principal elements of the path, which is the subject matter of the text. The line which reads the essence of all the high teachings of the victors can be related to the practice of renunciation, and the path that all their holy sons or children comment or praise can be related to the second element of the principle, second principal element of the path, which is bodhicitta, the altruistic intention. And then the next line, the gateway for the fortunate ones seeking freedom, can be related to the third element, which is the perfect view of emptiness.
다전에 간다 시베 달라 마차신 텐조 텐을 자신 선배이 겨와 개베 나오는 이 때문에 견뎌서다 타면 이 인연손디 내내 녀먹고 이 말이야. 단디 강바 고모 손부띠기 아니 야 민중체 자주 선체 양답에 따와 야 코토베 시에님 간다 남지소 나버숨 전이 예배 가사 되기 아니 당 전별권에 아니 연식 소임을.
And then the next verse, the verse 2, Lama Tsongkhapa encourages the readers, the listeners, to pay attention to the teachings. And here he calls out the line reads, the verse reads, "Listen with a pure mind, O fortunate ones who have no craving for the pleasures of life, and who wishes to make leisure and fortune meaningful, and who wishes to strive to turn your mind to the path which pleases the victors." And here again, Tsongkhapa is stating that those who have the aspiration and the interest to engage in the practice of the three principal elements of the path, such as renunciation, altruistic intention, cultivation of altruistic intention, and cultivate development of perfect view of emptiness, you should listen with deep attention.
That is, that we should show my soul to that, and that you change some young of a Tawa, that is somebody my Kurimshin Sumiari, that Thomas Ninjun Gavit in the Swing Bari. Namda Ninjun ever Sisui.
된대
왕기 인시베 편조로 전자기기 지성 전자기기 대세기 시버 코아로 라르 코아야게니 규진 아니 사이구요레 세니 근데 인도산의 도망 인중으로 장고래서
And then in the following verses, Lama Tsongkhapa explains the three principal elements, the renunciation, altruistic intention, and the perfect view in their proper sequence. And so the first verse in that part, which is verse number three, here he first makes the case for the need for true renunciation. And the verse reads, There is no way to cease without pure renunciation, this striving for pleasant results in the ocean of life. It is because of their yearning and attachment to life as well that beings are fettered, and so seek renunciation first. And the point being made here is that so long as you haven't severed your You haven't sort of seized your sort of deep attractions to an attachment to the cyclic existence, to the unenlightened forms of existence. Then the yearning and the attachment for continual existence will persist, and that will continue to keep the cycle of rebirth, birth in the continual kind of. Cycle of rebirth within the unenlightened existence. Therefore, one must reverse this process by first cutting the ties of one's attachments and attraction to the unenlightened existence, to cyclic existence.
No, yeah. So that's it. Tadi ngebar jua saya degi tawat ni siwe pinjol la nimi tahunnya tak kasur degi siwe kual ni injung ni ane tawat ni tak sambas siwa jadi macam ni dah tempat si jumpa degi la cungko tangguh korang nak kudu liya tempat si sungsi betul di tengne ane Guna nyumun cawe, jundai nyigi, ane kua kursu. Dene namja cawe, jundai nyigi tane, ane kua le, tane, tawadutu, dat diri shekabare.
So the term renunciation, the Tibetan term is ngenjung or ngebar jungwa, which literally means definite emergence. So the definition of renunciation, the true renunciation here, is the genuine wish to attain freedom from samsaric existence derived or grounded in or derived from a total sense of kind of revulsion repulsion against the unenlightened existence by gaining insights into the flaws and faults of samsara existence. So the very the definition of true renunciation or ngenjung underlines the point of the teachings of the Buddha on the Four Noble Truths, which is the core teachings of the Buddha of the first public sermon, where the first turning of the wheel of the Dharma, where Buddha presents in the succinctly in two cause and effect sequences, the process by which sentient beings revolve continually in the cycle of existence, unenlightened existence, samsara, and how the sentient beings can free themselves from the cycle of existence. Here, the first two noble truths, the truth of suffering and truth of its origin, presents the cause and effect of the process of being caught in the cycle of existence, the origin being the cause and the suffering being the result. And then the second two cause and effect, the true cessation and the true path, presents the causal sequence by which sentient beings can free themselves from this cycle of existence.
Mm-hmm. 다다 말해도 뒤로 잡이나 에 아니 다 남지 루니버 계속 뭐 아래 다가는 신기 사실을 그런지 수습시버 다 저저다네 아니 코 죽음다 코 도름도 시작을 해.
From my own personal experience, I find explanations in the second chapter of Dhammakirti's Pramanavatika, commentary to exposition of the valid cognition, and also the 24th chapter of Nagarjuna's Mula Karika, Fundamentals of the Middle Way. I find explanations there on the process of how an individual revolves in the cycle of existence and the causal nexus and the complexity of the causes and effects explained there, and also similarly how the process by which the individual can get out of this cycle and move towards the freedom from samsara existence. I find those explanations in these two texts, that the chapter 24 of Mula Karika, the Fundamentals of the Middle Way, and Chapter 2 of Pramanavatika, very helpful.
Oh, tene da tarba tene modo yongaliya tarba sadi moshin gore. Nyer da le kaso kwe tu chaba chene ini chingyer mata imbe yiju zangu tene tarba kwa chaga ji kwa kenshin gore sha. Tarba chame nasa netuya moshin gore nyer yiju zangu tene 타베 과차가지 과야 개침으로 자다 디니 제라진이 타바 체맥이 두고 죽는다 쳐도 되어리 디 영화리야 아니 고든 세야디라 시고비어리 자다 고든 세야디 시버리야 머시 산제베 이제 좀더 시자로 타네 타바 송비어리 타바 세야디에니 난게 승규기 땡기 연대지기 때문에 타바 산제베 좀더 시자로 송비어리 양아게 있는 건지 무디부들들에게 타바 대견제에 타바스는 약거리지 치료기 내도 들려야 상담하는 용기에 바래 제 야나베다 가소르기 심고레 일부 윤체체로 대한 내셔야 하래 자가 가다 타베 남샤 되는게도 먹고여데 간다 타바스야디 모도 근심부디 셔버려야 아니 동이 참여 남샤 셔와야 이렇게 하시면 되셔 저 드림에 있는 산에 아니 변동하고 누르기 아니 성우 우면 따위와 과로 숨쉬어봐 따디 공부 투부 모임 못 돼야 되는 게 산재장다 나와타고 아니 쉬어라 디디기 흉리야 디거리 디디 흉리야 디를 쟤니 아니 동이 참여 남자디 아 과차도 없지 디 때문에 아니 묘목 세우는 게 시도 그래 어다 디 때문에 묘목 참여 남자지 시도 그래 디셰베타네 뉴모 세로이 버셰도 그래. 데르르베다 뉴모 녀부예베 차네 다이네 게시 뉴모 나발라 게싱에게 게시 똥대여봐. 디 게시 똥댄디 파 고바싱나 고바타메도 비유여데베 김디데르 타네 뉴모 데로이 버지 롤 샤토도와. 딘데기 때네니 타바 네고 그래. 세레메디스네 슝디리 샤케츠모레.
So however, in order to develop a genuine aspiration to attain freedom from suffering, freedom from samsara, one must have, so first of all, some understanding of what we mean by freedom or liberation, moksha here, freedom from samsara. What do we mean by freedom here? And here, therefore, it is important to at least have some kind of conceptual and intellectual understanding based on some kind of study and learning. At best, one should be able to have a kind of a true knowledge and an insight into the nature of moksha, nature of nirvana, or nature of liberation. And if that is not possible, at least one must have some kind of deeply felt understanding and at least conceptual or intellectual understanding of what is liberation, what is moksha. And to do that, therefore, one must have some understanding of what is meant by the third truth, what is the nature of the third truth, that is the truth of cessation, nirodha, the truth of cessation. And the truth of cessation, of course, we find and that all schools of Buddhism speak of nirvana, speak of liberation, spiritual liberation as a quality of mind rather than some external physical plane outside. We find tradition historically in ancient India, amongst the ancient Indian philosophical traditions, many of whom accept some notion, an idea of spiritual freedom, some idea of liberation and moksha or nirvana. However, in non-Buddhist schools, often we find the identification of the liberation with some kind of physical plane as an external reality. And in some context, one also find the implication that a true liberation can only take place when the continuity of the mind ceases. However, in Buddhism, all four classical schools of Indian thought are unanimous in identifying the nirvana or spiritual liberation as a quality of a mind, as a state of mind. And however, real understanding, the most profound and subtle understanding of nirvana, of liberation, can only take place if one has developed insight into emptiness, the profound emptiness. And here, one should rely on the teachings and the writings of the Indian master Nagarjuna, and whose principal commentators, whose viewpoints represent the most advanced and most sophisticated standpoint, are those of the Indian masters such as Buddhapalita, Chandrakirti, and Shantideva, and their reading of Nagarjuna's teachings on emptiness represents the highest form of interpretation of the Nagarjuna's teachings on emptiness. And it is through reading Nagarjuna through the commentaries of these three masters, we will also find a deeper understanding of the nature of our emotions, the afflictions of thought, and so on. And as a result of which, we will also begin to then see the possibility of a cessation of the termination of the continuum of these negative qualities of mind, such as the mental afflictions, emotional afflictions, the fundamental ignorance, and so on. And we will then realize that these negative characteristics of our mind, such as the fundamental ignorance, the afflictions of afflictions of thought and emotions, not only have powerful antidotes, but also these powerful antidotes, when you cultivate them and when you develop them and when you enhance them over a long period of time, then there is a possibility that gradually, as a result of the application of these antidotes and cultivation of these insights within oneself, one will then be able to at least envision and imagine the possibility of the total removal of these negative aspects of mind. And that state that is free of all these negative characteristics of mind is the nirvana, is the true liberation. Given that this is the first session, we will not leave time for question and answers, but rather carry on of the reading of the text.
Yeah, yeah. 아다 디샴데 정류 삼종 그도데 아다디 데브디가는 쇼장 듬베 과도와도와 수가 추시 균지철 너가 내지 치면 담배 담 당지자지 타워 부수수 뭐 몇 마디 꺼내지 몸이 씹을 듯이 깨워로 동영상이 위험해봐 날 손데 내가 딘들을 줄베 아니 능수지 다 정이 내가 딘들을 다 능수를 줄베 삼네 니중으로 장야감 당당도 되버려
And then in verse 4, the text explains the actual thought processes for cultivating this true renunciation. And it reads, leisure and fortune are hard to find. Life is not long. Think it constantly and then overcome preoccupations to the concerns of this life. Think over and over how deeds and their, how actions and their fruits never fail. And the cyclic the sufferings of the cyclic existence, and then overcome preoccupations and concerns of the future lives. And here, as to how one should reflect upon the nature of suffering of samsara, it is explained in greater detail in verse 7. In the context of the bodhicitta, context of altruistic intention, where we read the sort of the actual characteristics and the nature of suffering, it reads, they are swept along on four fierce river currents, chained up tight in past deeds, and hard to undo, stuffed in a steel cage of grasping at self, smothered in the pitch black ignorance. In the limitless round they are born, and in their births are tortured by the three sufferings without a break. So, although in the text itself these contemplations are presented in the context of cultivating compassion towards others, but here this could be brought up in the context of cultivating true renunciation, and then reflect upon one's own nature of suffering by contemplating on the actual process of how we undergo suffering in the cycle of existence.
Chi